My dearly beloved in Christ, you know that during this month of May, we honor our Blessed Mother throughout the month. But today is a feast day in honor of Our Lady, perhaps not as well known because it is not on the universal calendar, and that is under the title of Mary, Help of Christians. Now, it seems a little bit out of place, perhaps, that we honor our Blessed Mother during May, but we don't have major feast days of Our Lady during May. We do have the Feast of the Queenship on May 31st, which this year will be transferred because of Pentecost falling on that day. We also honor Our Lady of Fatima on May the 13th, which is also called the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament. But otherwise, we don't have any particular feast days. But today is an important one that I would like to speak about, Mary, Help of Christians. This feast was established by Pope Pius VII in 1814. And he did so out of gratitude to our Blessed Mother for being restored to his see in Rome. What happened was that Pope Pius VII, who was elected Pope in 1800 and had a relatively long reign as he died in 1823, that at first he was on good terms with Napoleon, signed a concordat for the freedom of the Catholics in France to practice their faith, signed that concordat with Napoleon. But then in 1809, Napoleon, hungry for power and domination of Europe, attacked the Papal States for no reason. And so the Pope was forced to excommunicate him. In his anger, Napoleon arrested the Pope and took him into exile. And the Pope was gone from Rome for 5 years and finally was released and returned to Rome. And he entered Rome on May the 24th of 1814. And in gratitude to Our Lady, he established this feast of Mary, Help of Christians, to be celebrated on that day, May 24th. Now, the title, Mary, Help of Christians, had already been added to the Litany of Our Lady, I believe, by Pope St. Pius V after the victory at Lepanto. But what do we mean by this title of Our Blessed Mother? You know that there are many different titles of Our Lady, and each of them conveys a different aspect of our Blessed Mother, of her mercy, her intercessory power, her love for her children, and so forth. Well, this title of Mary, Help of Christians, conveys that Our Lady individually helps us in our struggles to conquer temptation, to persevere in living a good Catholic life, but she also intercedes for the Church in general. And it calls to mind what the Church says in honor of Our Lady in the offices of her feast. Thou alone, O Mary, hast conquered all heresies throughout the world. The Church has been afflicted with heresy from the earliest times, and it is always our Blessed Mother who crushes the head of the serpent, who also conquers heresies. In fact, St. John Bosco, who had a great devotion to Our Lady under this title of Mary, Help of Christians, wrote this prayer for this feast. O Mary, powerful Virgin, thou art the mighty and glorious protector of the Church. Thou art the marvelous help of Christians. Thou art terrible as an army in battle array. Thou alone hast destroyed every heresy in the whole world. In the midst of our anguish, our struggles, and our distress, defend us from the power of the enemy, and at the hour of death, receive our souls in paradise. Amen. I think that's a beautiful prayer that conveys what we mean by honoring Our Lady as Help of Christians, the conqueror of heresies. So that's one reason we pray to Our Lady in this age in which we live, in which modernism has run rampant and has caused so many souls to lose the faith, lead so many souls to hell. So let us honor Our Lady as the conqueror of heresies. but also, as I mentioned, Our Lady individually helps us to conquer the devil and his temptations in our lives. And in this regard, I'd like to just use a short quote from St. Alphonsus Liguori in the wonderful book, The Glories of Mary. Now, I might add that a good practice during this month of May, as we honor our Blessed Mother, one of the ways we can do that is by reading a good book about our Blessed Mother. A book such as The Glories of Mary could be read over and over again. And there are so many other books, True Devotion, The Love of Mary, other wonderful books on Our Lady. So that's one way you can honor her this month. And of course, especially by imitating her virtues. But this is what St. Alphonsus says. He begins by quoting St. John Damascene. And it reminds me of this Feast of Our Lady as help of Christians, Auxilium Christianorum. St. John Damascene used to say, I shall be saved, O Mother of God, if I keep alive my hope in you. I will fight and overcome my enemies with no other weapon than your protection and your invincible aid. And everyone who has the good fortune to be devoted to this great queen can say the same thing. O Mother of God, if I put my hope in you, I shall certainly not be conquered. Defended by you, I shall rout my enemies, and I shall conquer them. The monk James, one of the great Greek doctors, speaking to Our Lady, to Our Lord about Mary, says, You have given us in Mary, O Lord, a weapon that the forces of the enemy cannot overcome, and a sign of victory that cannot be taken away from us. Let us pray to our Divine Lord that He will help us to grow in our love for and confidence in the intercessory power of our Blessed Mother, especially this month. Mary, help of Christians, reminds me of the beautiful prayers we pray on Tuesdays in honor of our Mother of Perpetual Help. And in one of the prayers, we say, O Mary, help me. Never suffer me to lose my God. In other words, never allow me to lose sanctifying grace by mortal sin. O Mary, help me. How often we should say those simple words, Mary, help me. Let us have great confidence in her. Let us turn to her in every difficulty and have complete trust and confidence that if we pray and we honor her as we should, she will obtain for us all the graces we need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.